It's National Pollinator Week. Not sure what that means? Well, one out of every third bite of food we consume comes from plants that depend on bees and other pollinators. But pollinators are in trouble, and populations are declining. That has a lot of people concerned, including our next guest. Lori Davies Adams is the Executive Director of Pollinator Partnership. She's on the phone with us now to talk a little bit about National Pollinator Week and the importance of pollinators. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you for having me on.
So first of all, tell us what pollinators do and who they are.
Well, there are pollinators at work all around us. There are about 200,000 species of pollinating animals across the world. And their job is to move pollen both within the flower and also from flower to flower. So they help the reproduction of the actual flowering plant, and they increase the genetic mixture as well, because flowers are rooted, and about 70% of all flowering plants require these animal vectors, bees, bats, butterflies, beetles, sometimes even birds, mammals, to move pollen in order for them to reproduce and set seed.
And we know about the birds and the bees, but you have some other pollinators that I was surprised about.
Well, I think most people are surprised when they learn that chocolate is actually a product of a plant that's pollinated by a small fly, a midge. So these little interactions are what bring us, as you pointed out, one out of every third bite of food we eat. Hmm. And for the people of Minnesota, that means a lot of crop plants. It also means a lot of plants that support other wildlife, migratory birds, deer, quail, hunting birds, all kinds of processes that happen in the wild as well as on managed land.
Tell us a little bit about the Pollinator Partnership.
The Pollinator Partnership is a 501c3 nonprofit. That means that we work for the benefit of pollinators as a public charity. And we are headquartered in San Francisco, but we work all across North America. And we get our funding from donations from everyday people, from foundations and grants, and also from contracts with government agencies and with corporations to help them support pollinators. Pollinator.org is our website, and it has all kinds of information free for anyone who is interested in pollinators, wants to learn about them, wants to attract bees or bats or mostly butterflies and hummingbirds to their gardens and to their farms, to their schools, corporate headquarters, parks. We have all the information for free for people to improve the habitat for pollinators. What we're finding more than anything is that pollinators need habitat. And even if you just have a window box or a portion of your lawn or a part of your schoolyard, you can plant native plants and they will attract butterflies and other pollinators. And this year for Pollinator Week, we've instituted a new program called SHARE. And that stands for Simply Have Areas Reserved for the Environment, SHARE. So you don't have to give up your whole lawn. You don't have to give up your whole park. You just have a little part that's saved for the wild. And it acknowledges that you live in an ecosystem that supports you and that requires your support.
Give us that acronym one more time, SHARE.
SHARE stands for Simply Have Areas Reserved for the Environment. So you can keep your lawn, you can keep your ornamental rose garden, but save a spot or carve out a spot along the border of your farmyard or in your yard at home or in your window box where you plant the native plants that are sort of Mother Nature's plant list. And we have all those plants available for you on our website, pollinator.org. You just go on and type on your zip code, and we'll give you a full plant list for your area. We even have an app, the Be Smart Pollinator Gardener app, which is free, and you can download that as well from the website. So there's a lot of excitement, a lot of tools for people, a lot of information for teachers and students. We have a Be Smart School Garden Kit to help teachers and really instruct students in how important plants are in their life. And these are the kinds of things that aren't being taught in schools anymore, and they're really vital to our survival and to a sustainable future.
We're talking with Lori Davies Adams. She's executive director of the nonprofit Pollinator Partnership. The group works to promote awareness of pollinators and the critical role they play in food systems and ecosystems. Lori, you've touched on this, but why is it important to solve the problem of pollinator decline?
Well, I think most people have heard that bees in the United States, honeybees, and honeybees are just one of about 4,000 species of bees that are found naturally in the United States. They're generalists, and so they go to a lot of plants, from blueberries to squash to all kinds of fruits and vegetables, stone fruits and so forth, apples, and all kinds of things that they're willing to go and pollinate. So they go into the flower in order to seek the pollen, which is their protein, and the nectar, which is their carbohydrate source, which gives them energy. And that process is really not something that we can afford to ignore because we're so dependent on it for our crop pollination.
Lori, we're running short on time. Any last words?
Well, I just hope all your listeners will take a moment to go to pollinator.org, and also today they'll take a moment and look around them and look for those butterflies, look for those bees, and when you find a bee, instead of being afraid, you should be really thankful. So when you see that bee, say, thanks. We appreciate the work you're doing, and if everyone does just their little part, if they share, I think we're going to be able to knit together an environment that has a much brighter prospect than what we have right now.
Lori, we really appreciate you joining us, and we'll say thanks to those bees when we see them.
Okay, thanks, Veronica.
Once again, this is National Pollinator Week. For information on ways you can help pollinators like bees, birds, butterflies, bats, and beetles, visit pollinator.org.